Hey there, welcome back to the podcast, the Beauty Advice Made Simple podcast. I'm Jennifer, your host. I am so happy that you've chosen to join me again. Isn't this fun? I love talking about all things beauty with you. And today we are going to be talking about hyaluronic acid. Hyaluronic acid is a crazy popular skincare ingredient. It seems like in the last 5 years, hyaluronic acid in skincare, whether it's hyaluronic acid in a cleanser or hyaluronic acid in a serum or in a sunscreen or a body lotion, it is everywhere, everywhere. And you may be familiar with it. You may use it in your skincare routine, but you might
not know exactly
what it does really, or if you're using it right. You may have never heard of hyaluronic acid and you're kind of wondering, what the heck is it? You know, you've seen it, you've seen the buzzword, you've seen it on skincare labels when you're shopping, or even in makeup. Some foundations now are even putting hyaluronic acid in their makeup. So it is everywhere. So you might not even really know what it is, but you've just seen it everywhere. So today we're going to talk about really what it is. How do you use it properly in a product in your skincare routine? Common mistakes I see women making when they're using hyaluronic acid products in their skincare routine, especially women with oily skin. And I can tell you, if you make this mistake, you're using it wrong. So anyway, we'll talk about mistakes that people make when they use it. And then at the end, we're going to kind of wrap it up and talk about, do you even really need to use it anyway, really? Personally, I think it's optional. I think it's a nice to have, but I don't think it's a need to have. And I know that goes against a lot of skincare advice out there. But there's actually some real scientific knowledge to back that up as to why it's kind of like not necessary, nice to have, but again, not a need to have. So if you want to learn about hyaluronic acid in your skincare and you want to learn more about if you even need it or if you are using it, how to use it properly, stay tuned. Welcome to the Beauty Advice Made Simple podcast, where busy women just like you can get clear, solid skincare, makeup, and beauty advice. If you struggle with understanding your skin, your skincare routine, and your makeup products, if you want to age gracefully and still feel beautiful and confident without hassle or headache, and whether your beauty routine is too complicated or practically non-existent, you, my friend, are in the right place. I'm your host, Jennifer, and I've been a licensed esthetician and a makeup artist for over 20 years. I know how confusing all the advice and information on the internet can be when it comes to trying to learn about our skin, our makeup, and our skincare products. And it seems that even with all this information coming at us from every direction, it's getting harder and harder to just get straightforward and, most importantly, non-sponsored advice. And that's precisely where this podcast comes in. So if you're confused by all the marketing from all the beauty companies and all the social media influencers, then this show is going to give you much needed clarity about how your skin actually works so you can understand your routine and your products in a way like never before. Because I always say, skincare shouldn't be hard. The best makeup is great skin. And you're gonna look your best when you step into your God-given beauty. Sound good? Let's get started. Before we get into it, I just wanted to remind you that if you love the show, if you're a regular listener to the show, first, please share the show with someone that you know would enjoy it. That helps the show out so much. You have absolutely no idea. But the second thing, if you haven't already, please, 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 if you listen in Apple Podcasts or Spotify, if you would take literally 1 minute and write me a 5-star review, it does so much in helping this show become visible in the search algorithm on those apps. And that's the way that we could get the show into the ears of more people who don't know about the show. Because the way that podcasts are suggested to people, it's not like a Google search engine or YouTube. So it's kind of harder to be found when you're a podcast, especially when you're a newer podcast like my podcast is. So if you could just take 60 seconds, write me a review, post the 5-star review, it goes such a long way. And if you do it in the month of April, I'm going to be collecting all of those reviews, submissions. I'm going to be reading reviews in the show. And so hopefully your review will get read. But the best part, if you write a review in the month of April 2024,
You're going to be included in a drawing to get a free 1 hour coaching session with me. Yes, I offer beauty coaching. I sit down with you, analyze your skincare routine, your makeup routine, go over things, make product recommendations, any questions that you have relating to your skin or your makeup, anything that's bothering you that you need help and personal customization with, I am here for you. So if you write that review in April, you will be put in a random drawing to win a 1 hour coaching session. So it's super easy. Write the review. Email me at info@jenniferchristofferson.com. Let me know you wrote the review, what your username is associated with the review, and you're all set. You're in the drawing for that free 1 hour of coaching. If you look in the episode description of this particular episode, I will have that email address for you that you can write to. Don't worry, all the info is there for you. Okay, so let's get started with hyaluronic acid. Well, first of all, what is hyaluronic acid? Hyaluronic acid is a naturally occurring molecule that's found inside of our skin. Our body naturally produces it. We actually make less of it as we age. Hyaluronic acid is a carbohydrate molecule. So it's found naturally in the body, in our skin. And what it does is it maintains moisture and it promotes a really healthy and resilient skin barrier. And what it can do as it's occurring naturally in our skin is also attract moisture from the air and keep our skin moist and supple throughout the day. Now, a lot of cosmetic companies have gotten on this hyaluronic acid bandwagon within the last 5 years, and they're putting hyaluronic acid in all of their products. Now, mind you, it's not the naturally occurring hyaluronic acid that our body produces. It's a manufactured version of hyaluronic acid, but it's fairly close and it does mimic our own hyaluronic acid. And they're putting it in every type of skin product you can imagine. And they're telling us that it improves skin texture, that it boosts hydration, that it gives us a more youthful appearance. And actually, if you are drier and dehydrated, if you add hyaluronic acid into your skincare routine, you can help to boost the moisture levels in your skin. And when I say moisture, I mean water. Water. So that is what's keeping our skin plump so that we don't look dry and dehydrated and kind of shriveled like a raisin, right? I love to use the analogy, think of a grape that is just smooth and plump and full of water. And then what happens to a grape when it loses all its water? It turns into a shriveled raisin, which is what we don't want for our skin, right? So they are putting hyaluronic acid in all these different types of products. And when used correctly, it can give you extra water content in the skin and alleviate dehydration and dryness. So it can be a really good ingredient if you're using it correctly. How do you use hyaluronic acid correctly in your skincare routine? Well, I'm going to use the example of a hyaluronic acid serum because that is the most popular skincare product on the market that contains hyaluronic acid. Now, some hyaluronic acid serums have just hyaluronic acid as its only ingredient. Other serums have hyaluronic acid. In addition, they have other really nice moisturizing ingredients. They can use ceramides. They can use all types of like lipids. They can use oils. They can use different things and blend it with the hyaluronic acids. Those are actually my favorite type of hyaluronic acid products, and I'll tell you why in a second. So there's basically the two types. You have the basic hyaluronic acid serum that is just hyaluronic acid, and then you have the hyaluronic acid serums that are a blend of hyaluronic acid and other skincare ingredients. Now, most people use a hyaluronic acid serum, the one that's just the straight hyaluronic acid. Now, the problem with that is if you use a hyaluronic acid on your skin just on its own, and you don't put a moisture cream or a lotion or something on top of it, you will actually leach water, moisture out of your skin. The reason is because hyaluronic acid draws moisture from the air. And without that protective layer of the lotion or the cream, your skin is going to be susceptible to water loss to the surrounding air. Now, we've talked about that on this show before. It's called transepidermal water loss. So the more water that your skin loses, the more dehydrated and shriveled and tight you can feel. So if you're using a hyaluronic acid serum thinking that it's going to boost the water, that it's going to boost the moisture content in your skin, to an extent it will, but you have to use it properly. So if you are using a hyaluronic acid serum, a straight one in your routine, you have to seal it with some type of lotion or cream. Most of us don't really have a problem with that because we're used to putting a serum in our routine and we're layering our products. So say, for example, we're cleansing and then we're putting a lightweight serum on and then we're maybe sealing with a lotion. Or say if it's during the day, we're using an SPF cream of some type or lotion on top of our serums. That's fine. You're not going to experience a lot of transepidermal water loss when you do it that way. But there are a subset of people that like hyaluronic acid serums because they might be extremely oily. They might be sensitive. They might not like heavy feeling lotions and creams on their face, or they might be acne prone and think that they don't want to use lotions and creams or oils. So they're just using a hyaluronic acid serum as their moisturizing product. But what you can end up doing is if you're not sealing it with something on top, you're basically just drawing all that moisture out of your skin and you're going to end up being more dehydrated and irritated as a result. So you definitely need to seal with something on top of your hyaluronic acid serum. So that is the big thing about it. If you're going to use them, use the hyaluronic acid serum properly by sealing with something on top. Now, it's also a very good idea when you are shopping for hyaluronic acid to look for a company that when they're describing their products, so say you're shopping and you're looking at the box or the label, or you're shopping online and you're looking at product descriptions, you want to make sure that the hyaluronic acid serum, the company is telling you that there are different molecular weights of hyaluronic acid. That's going to make it more effective as well, because depending on that, well, maybe I should just get a little bit more basic here and tell you that there's different molecular weights of hyaluronic acid. And if you have a product that's got a blend of different molecular weights, you know, different sizes, it's going to absorb better than if you have a product that just has one size of a molecule of hyaluronic acid. And a good way to tell is if a company is really, really on point with their formulations and they're really, really good at what they do, and they know that the different weights of hyaluronic acid in the product makes it easier and better and better absorbed, they're going to let you know that. So that's how you basically know. Like if the company's talking to you about, hey, we've got a different blend of hyaluronic acid, different molecular weights in here for better absorption, just off the bat, you'll know that that company has probably expert formulators behind their brand. So they really know what's going to work. If it's a little bit more of a cheapy type of product, like you can go on Amazon and buy a hyaluronic acid for $7 a bottle. And it won't say anything about different molecular weights. It'll just talk about pure hyaluronic acid. I mean, that's generally fine, but just know it's not going to be as quality of a product as something that might be a little bit more expensive, but talk about how it's got the different molecular weights of hyaluronic acid in it. So this is how to use it properly, okay? Now, in addition to layering it properly, meaning covering it with some type of lotion or cream on top, you also want to make sure that you are putting your hyaluronic acid on a clean face. So your skin has to be clean in order to readily absorb anything, right? If you haven't washed your face in a day, you're not going to be refreshing your skin, putting a serum on and thinking it's going to absorb. You have to get the gunk off first. So the best time to use hyaluronic acid, obviously, is on a freshly washed face. Now, you will hear a lot of beauty influencers out there that talk about using your hyaluronic acid on a damp face to increase absorption of the product. Basically, any product that you put on a damp skin, the absorption rate is going to go way up. So first of all, you want to make sure that the particular product you're using is not irritating to your skin. If you know it's not, that should be fine. If you're experimenting with a new product, even if it's an ingredient you've used a lot before, like hyaluronic acid, but if it's a new brand, I would patch test, just do that to make sure. But yes, you can put your hyaluronic acid on a damp skin, but if you're going to do that, then what I was talking about before, making sure that you're sealing with some type of lotion or cream on top, is going to be doubly more important, because if you put hyaluronic acid on a damp face, that's going to speed up the transepidermal water loss. More moisture is going to be leached out into the surrounding air unless you seal it with that lotion or cream. You don't need a lot of product for most hyaluronic acid serums. They tend to spread very easily. They are very viscous. They're very water-like. So just be careful with them. Don't over-apply, because your skin has a saturation point. And if you're piling on the products, at a certain point, it can't absorb anymore. So you just want to use it sparingly, just about a few drops for the neck and face experiment. Let that dry down for at least 5 minutes, and then you can continue in your skincare routine. by putting on whatever night cream, day cream, SPF, whatever you're doing. So lastly, let's talk about, are hyaluronic acids actually necessary? Are they truly necessary in a skincare routine? Okay, so if someone's coming to me and they're telling me that they are really dehydrated, they're really tight and dry, they just really feel like the life and the moisture has been sucked out of their skin. Okay, fine. Use a hyaluronic acid, but definitely use the right type of hyaluronic acid. Make sure it's a quality one with different molecular weights of hyaluronic acid. Use it on a clean face. If you're going to use it damp, definitely layer and seal on top. But I will say that if you have a quality serum in your skincare routine, whether or not it has hyaluronic acid or not, the key that allows your skin to get more moisture inside of it is if you have a quality water-based serum, because water is what is going to feed the skin with moisture. And there's so many quality serums out there today that blend the water with things like ceramides and other nourishing skin ingredients. So if you've got a quality serum, whether or not it says hyaluronic acid or not, you are feeding moisture into the skin. And you're not necessarily taking that risk of having the hyaluronic acid pull more moisture out of the skin. So if you're super dry, you can just look for a serum that says it's hydrating, whether or not it has hyaluronic acid in it or not. And then as long as you're using, in addition to that, a cream that's got a lot of hydrating lipids, ceramides, and oils in it as well, and seal with that, that's going to go a really long way. So when I say that hyaluronic acid serums aren't necessary, I mean that in the sense that they're not necessary in that you have to find one that's just a standalone hyaluronic acid because you think you need that to feed your skin with moisture. You really don't. There's tons of serums out there that contain water and other skin-friendly ingredients that are going to hydrate the skin. And as long as you're sealing with a good cream, your skin hydration levels are going to be upped and your skin's going to be plump and more hydrated. If you're dehydrated, it's usually because you're using a cleanser that is way too harsh, you're cleansing too often, or you might be deficient in a diet that's rich in things like omegas and healthy fats that can enrich your skin from the inside. So you want to take all these types of things into consideration. And don't think of hyaluronic acid as going to be the one thing that's going to save your skin's moisture. It's a part of the puzzle, but it's not the entire puzzle. So to recap, if you want to use hyaluronic acid, just make sure that you're using it correctly, that you are using it on a clean skin, that you are sealing it with a quality moisturizer, that you're not just putting on that hyaluronic acid by itself. And I'm not going to say that hyaluronic acids are the end-all be-all. They're not this wonderful transformative product that everyone seems to think they are. Again, they're just a part of the skincare puzzle, and you have to use them correctly in order for them to be effective. So I hope this episode was helpful for you. If you have any questions, please let me know. If you email me at info@jenniferchristofferson.com, I will answer. I read my emails and I answer them all. Another thing is that if skincare really confuses you, if you feel like you were actually never taught about skincare properly, that there are so many ingredients out there like hyaluronic acid, like retinoids, like niacinamide, all the different skincare acids, you're wondering what's a toner, what's an essence, what are all these products? You don't even know if you're cleansing properly. You need to take a look into my online skincare course called Nude Skin. It's everything that I have learned in my 20 plus years of being a licensed esthetician and a makeup artist. It's basically a program that you can take a weekend and learn everything you wanted to know, everything you ever wanted to know about skincare, so that you can get that information, move forward, and make smart buying choices in the future, that you can get quick wins to get your skin looking better. So many of the things I talk about in Nude Skin are relatively inexpensive, or you don't have to spend any money at all. It's just basic things that you need to tweak or change in your skincare routine, things that you may be doing that are causing damage to your skin, or things that are easy to add to your skincare routine that you'll see really, really transformative changes. I go into detail about all kinds of things, and especially if you're over 40, you're really gonna love the course because it's gonna talk about all the different ways that you can keep your skin looking fresh and glowing as you age, without having to spend a lot of time, money, and effort. I do go into some things like Botox and in-office procedures, but I do find that most of the people that resonate with my messaging and listen to my show aren't really ready to go that route now or even ever. They just want to know about what's a great clean skincare routine that I can incorporate that's going to help me age gracefully and keep my skin looking glowing and as beautiful for as long as possible. So if that sounds like something you'd be interested, definitely check out the links in the episode description. I have links to everything, and that course is called Nude Skin. Okay, guys, thank you so much for hanging out with me. I look forward to seeing you on the podcast again very, very soon. Thank you so much for joining me. Remember, you are beautiful. You are enough. You are unique. You are one of a kind. You were designed in the Lord's image. You were put here to shine and to make a difference in the world. It's important to look great so that you can feel great, but we don't need to give in to all of this excess that all the cosmetic companies tell us. We don't have to buy 20 million products to look beautiful. There are certain things that we can do that are simple, basic, and elegant that will keep us looking beautiful, keep our confidence levels up so that we can go out and do what God wants us to do in the world. I'll see you next time. Take care and God bless. Hey there. Did you enjoy today's episode? If you did, it would be so awesome if you could just take 60 seconds and write me a quick 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You have no idea how far that goes in allowing me to continue bringing you this podcast, not to mention getting it into the ears of more busy Christian women who need this kind of simple yet solid beauty advice. And if you feel like you need more personalized advice and attention from me, I'd be glad to help you. All you have to do is take a look in this episode's description. You'll find everything I have to offer, from my free resources to all of my programs. You can also visit my website at jennifercristofferson.com. Thanks for tuning in. God bless, and I'll see you next time.